The website The Verge today published 2 hours of leaked audio from a question and answer session Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg held in July with his employees. Zuckerberg pushed back on competitors Twitter and TikTok. He talked about the bumpy rollout of Facebook's cryptocurrency, and he addressed threats to break up Facebook and other tech companies from politicians, including presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren.
If she gets elected president, then I would bet that we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we will win the legal challenge. Does that still suck for us? Yeah. I mean, I don't have to, have a major lawsuit against our own government. I mean, that's not like the position that you want to be in when you're, it's like we care about our country and like want to work with our government to do good things. But look, at the end of the day, if someone's going to try to threaten something that existential, you go to the mat.
For more, let's talk to our weekly guide in the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, what does Zuckerberg talk about in this leaked audio?
Oh, so many things. What's really interesting to start with is that it's in such contrast to his visit last week to Washington, where he was wearing a tie, he was very earnest, he was super polite, very amenable to regulators and telling them that Facebook would be cooperative. But when he gets back to the office, I mean, this happened before that, but when he's at the office internally, he has a different kind of attitude, which is very disdainful of the government.
That's right. When you say cooperative with calls for regulation and for working with the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Facebook, of course, knows it can't avoid regulation, but it has this, you sort of play this kabuki dance with regulators. And then you get to the office, which anybody who covers these people knows that's not how they think. They're in a kind of a rage about the idea that anybody can control them. And so given that they have so much control of their companies, it's a real issue because they do think they hung the moon, essentially.
Tell us some highlights about the transcript. You've read it. That would be maybe surprising to the public.
Well, I think the antipathy towards Elizabeth Warren is very severe. You can tell. And that's not something that should be a surprise. She's called up for the breakup. And in it, he said that they would fight back legally. It sounds like an aggressive manner because he said, let's go to the mats. Actually, what I think he meant was let's go to the mattresses from The Godfather. He talked about how they're going to compete with TikTok, which has been the first real threat to Facebook's social media domination for a while, which is this Chinese company that's gotten very popular with young people. Just he couldn't stop talking, I think. It felt like a therapy session. And so you got a glimpse into the fact that they know who they are. And that's what's interesting about this. And there's all kinds of little things spread throughout this. It gives you a very good moment of the real Mark Zuckerberg. And that's what's important to understand what he's actually saying versus what comes off in PR. But it's very revelatory of what he really thinks, which is what you want to get to, I guess.
I'm sure that we'll be talking about this throughout the day. That's Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, thank you, as always.
Thank you very much.